Franny, wasn't your day today, but, you know, sometimes you lose games and you have regrets. These lads definitely can't have any regrets. They left absolutely everything out there today.
Yeah, they certainly left everything out there. You can't look back with too much regret. I mean, we knew this was an absolutely huge task, and you can go through all the stats in the world, but, you know, we knew it was a huge task. I suppose the faith we have in these lads, we always felt that we could hurl in you know, big open pitch. Yes, we knew we were going to play a very physical team and we'd have to play quicker than we've ever played before, and the way we wanted to play the game was going to come under more pressure than ever before. But I right now, my overriding emotion really is just pride in what these lads did, because they stood up to everything in terms of putting a team together and trying to instill a spirit in the group. You couldn't ask for more, and every ounce of that came out in Croke Park on the biggest stage of all. Like, so, you know, we've spoken and we've seen over the years so many teams get intimidated by the stadium, intimidated maybe by Kieran's when they see that black and white jersey. None of those things happened today, and that's a testament to the lads that are in there, and they're obviously devastated right now, but they can take huge pride in what they've done today.
Coming up to half time, I mean, you got yourself into a great position. The goal really seemed to settle you in it. You led by 3, but even going in at the break level, you had to be more than happy.
Yeah, and, you know, very often, even into the second half, you know, I turned to Ronan and we said, you know, we'd take this, because we always felt if we could take it down to the last 10 and be there, thereabouts, that our lads would give everything. Now, they absolutely gave everything, and it probably meant there was nothing left in the tank for extra. That's the truth of it, I felt, Sean, that we gave everything. I thought there was a period where we went 1-7 to 7 up, and then Kieran's kind of took over again and they got it level. Now, on the balance of play, that was, you know, they might have even had more because they had a good few wides, and I don't know what the wide count throughout the game, but
over 20, yeah.
Yeah, some of the wides were poor wides,
they
though,
were,
and,
yeah,
and shot from poor positions, yeah, to be fair. But
look, you see a Kilkenny team trying to play that style of hurling as well.
Yeah. Well, kind of shooting from that kind of distance was a little bit unusual, and we were probably prepared for them to hit the full forward line a little bit more. But for the vast majority of the game, or for all of the game, our full back line were absolutely heroic. Rory Glynn got some success in the end, but he certainly had to earn it, I would say, and he's a fantastic hurler. But we had our periods. Vince's goal, I thought, was a brilliant goal and was capable of getting another one if we could just maybe isolate one-on-one, but they were very conscious of him, I felt. Yeah. They were always dropping back extra men just to cover that area. Fantastic goal. I thought a fantastic performance from Vince, and that's what Vince is capable of when he's 100%. Just couldn't get the ball into his hand enough. I felt he could really hurt them if we got it to him more, but it wasn't to be.
Bobby stood over a great free to equalise. I mean, many players up there in Croke Park haven't, you know, reacted to the pressure as well as he did.
I've bottled one or two myself, Sean, I can say, over the years. No, Bobby's as cool as a breeze.
Yeah,
cool as a
brilliant
breeze. You know, you hear the Kilkenny ultras, or whatever you want to call them, there, and of all people, that's not going to bother Bobby, to be fair to him. It was a brilliant free.
Yeah.
Was
extra time, is it too easy to categorise it as their physical power, their strength being decisive?
It was an element of it. Yeah. It was an element. I mean, look, you know, I was just saying there earlier, they're two fantastic hurlers, but we were bringing on third years.
Yeah.
You know, they were bringing on, quite obviously, Leaving Cert, quite obviously 19-year-olds.
25 of the panel, isn't it?
You know what I mean? Yeah, and look, that's the reality. And there's no, you know, we're not going to moan about that. That's what makes the challenge so enormous. But and that's why there's huge pride that our lads never backed an inch from any of that. And even when the legs were gone at the end, they absolutely kept trying right to the end. And so much so, we got the last score when, you know, German took a point and maybe we should have been trying to work a goal. But, you know, we were still coming and still trying to play, albeit that at that stage they had taken over.
And even 5 points was harsh on you in the end in terms of how close the game was. A point we made in commentary, look at, I know there's a very squeezed season. Surely there would be nothing wrong with a replay at the end of 60 minutes, particularly your lads, new experience, big build up. Kieran's as well, in fairness. Surely you could have had a replay.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, again, you have conversations on the sideline, and with 2 or 3 minutes to go, I would have felt we need to win it now, because I was very conscious of that physicality and that having more 19, like, the difference between a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old out there is just incredible.
Massive,
and I would have felt that, but, you know, we rallied them and for one last effort. But look, it wasn't to be. But you certainly couldn't fault the effort from our lads.
Looking forward almost past this, how important is it that these lads build on this now, get that extra S&C into their bodies, you know, use it for minor under 20 campaigns, respectively, going forward, because this can't, you don't want this to be the end of a journey, you want it to be kind of the kickstart for a new one.
Yeah, and that was my last words to the lads in there, that individually and collectively, that they need this to be a beginning for their careers. I think, you know, when you look at the S&C side of things, and maybe it's something to think about on a county-wide basis, the Kilkenny boys are at a serious level there now. And, you know, part of that is a numbers game, and that they have more of the 19-year-olds. But, you know, there was a lot of big hits in the game, and ultimately that took its toll on our lads. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the way the game has gone. And as a whatever Galway College it is, or whatever Galway team it is, that's something that we have to just keep in the back of our minds, because the way other counties, the way Kilkenny now, for example, have really, you know, adapted, I suppose, to the way the game has gone, we just need to be mindful of that, because I think we've proved today that we certainly have the hurlers. If anything, I would still argue we might have better, more skillful hurlers, but unless you can match the physical side of the game nowadays, you're not going to be successful. That's the bottom line.